and me happiest when I compose poems. Love, power, the huzzah of battle are something.
Through the 1950s, while supporting himself as a teacher, Leighton brought out book after book. Within the small literary community, his reputation grew. But towards the end of this period, something began to happen. He turned up on CBC Radio and was discovered by a brand new medium, television. And with that, the Leighton persona on the public stage began to assert itself.
Third member of the panel from Montreal, Mr. Irving Leighton, teacher at the Herzliya High School, and author of The Improved Binoculars, a selection of his poetry. Tell me, Mr. Leighton, you think the day is coming closer when poets will be able to earn a living from their poetry in this country?
Well, I should think so. If you give them more programs like this, why not?
For years, Leighton had been campaigning in print against the ingrained Puritanism of Canadian society. Now he had a perfect forum where he could express his views.
There are two forces for me that I've always attacked. One of them is Philistinism, the other is Puritanism. Philistinism is that kind of mental contraction, the turning away mentally, spiritually, from experience, and Puritanism is a turning away physically, bodily. Now, I want people to reach out with their minds as well as with their bodies into an experience that is larger than themselves.